23, and we yet give God praise, for this is indeed the day that he's made. And we're so determined to rejoice and be glad in it in spite of everything that's going wrong. We praise God for everything that's going right. And so if we count our blessings, name them one by one, we count our many blessings, we'll be surprised at what the Lord has done. And what God has done outweighs all that has gone bad. And we know that he's working things out for our good. And so we thank God for each of you on the call today. And we thank God for this beautiful day that he's created and he's included us in. We're certainly grateful for each of you participating and being a part of this inspirational moment. And we yet give God praise for each of you. And so we thank God for how he yet sustains us, even in spite of ourselves. The playback number, of course, is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. We have a couple of mediums where we are listing our time together through this inspirational moment. And it happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, this morning, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, as I was contemplating about what I would share with you today, God just began to speak to my spirit about a passage found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and verse number 2. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and verse number 2. Reading from the King James Version, we find these words: "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Let me read it again. It says, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." You know, as I was thinking about that, many times we get to a place where we become confused and we sometimes become frustrated as we try to make it between Sundays. You know, sometimes we can't wait to see Sunday come so that we can be in a rich experience, a rich environment, an anointed experience that helps motivate and inspire us and gives us the fuel that we need in order to continue to run this race. True enough, the Bible tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. As the day of evil is among us and as the day of Christ is slowly approaching. And so Sundays is an awesome time. Sundays is like our filling station, if you will, where we come to be refueled in the body of Christ, where we come to be inspired, where we come to hear word, where we come to hear the songs of Zion, where we come to absorb the prayers of the saints and then the fellowship of the believers. And even to top it off, when we have a great meal together, it really makes it awesome. And it gives us the motivation that we need in order to make it to the next Sunday. Sometimes people can become addicted to that, and sometimes they rely totally and solely upon what happens on Sunday in order for them to maintain a level of sanity. Because with everything that's going wrong, as I said earlier, in this world, we need to be in an atmosphere and an environment where things are going right. With all of the negative that we hear from day to day, with all of the negative news, with all of the things that the news media is trying to report, we need a safe haven. We need a place where we can come and we can feel the power and the presence of God. And so what do you do in between Sundays? It's key, because you got to study this word. You got to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got to get into this word for yourself. You can't just rely upon what you heard on Sunday to hold you until next Sunday. That's why we have Bible study on Mondays. You know, we used to have it on Wednesdays. And when the pandemic hit, we did a series of relationship studies, Lady Kim and I, and it was on a Monday. And I tell you, it was so awesome until we stuck with that. And so I think coming off of a Sunday experience, moving into Bible study, and then going into an inspirational moment really sets the tone for what you can expect God to do with you and through you for the remainder of the week. But you have a responsibility as a believer as well to make sure that you don't rely upon others to give you everything that you need in order to be sustained, but that you get into this word for yourself, you develop some principles and some disciplines that will carry you, that will give you hope in a time of trouble, that will give you what you need in terms of motivation and inspiration. And you've got to buy into something that brings you hope. Yeah, in between Sundays, you got to buy into something that brings you hope. You can't just fall back into everything that's negative, everything that's a downer, everything that's pulling at your spirit, everything that's negative. No, you got to buy into something that gives you hope. What is hope? You say, well, hope is a feeling of expectation. You have to get up every morning with your mind made up that, God, I'm with you and you're with me. And so we're going to win the day. We're going to be more than conquerors. I know I'm having difficulty on my job. I know I'm having frustration here in the house. I know things are not going according to my timetable as it relates to my health. But God, I need you to give me what I need in order to get through this day, because the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't try to double stack everything and try to take advantage of days that has not yet come. Even in the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread." And so God wants to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glories by Christ Jesus our Lord. And he's promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said, "I'll be with you always, even until the end." So that gives me the blessed assurance, and it gives me a feeling of expectation. It gives me a feeling of trust and dependency upon God, even when the weather might not be favorable and when the sun is not shining. The S-O-N is always shining on the inside. Somebody ought to say amen. And so I can trust God even when I can't trace him. I know that his promises are sure and that his satisfaction is guaranteed. So I can stand on the promise even when I don't have the possession. I can believe God in the face of adversity. I can believe God even when things have gone contrary to what I was anticipating and expecting in the natural. But God has a way of bringing things to pass in the spirit that gives us hope, that gives us a blessed assurance, to let us know that his grace is yet sufficient and that he's working on our case. And so what are you saying, Reverend? I'm telling you today that you're better because of the storm. You know, all of us have storms. All of us have trials. All of us have tribulations. I know many of us are no doubt thinking it'd be wonderful if we could just live on the mountaintop experiences of life forever. It'd be wonderful if we didn't have any heartaches and any misery and any pain, and we could live happily ever after. But you know, life is not designed that way. I mean, in a perfect life, that would be great. But in this life, Jesus himself said you're going to have trials and, yes, even tribulations. And here's the key. He says, be of good cheer, because I've already overcome the world. So what you're going through, in essence, he said, I've already been through that, and I'm waiting on the other side for you to come out. And so we have to trust God's time, and even in the midst of our storms. And, you know, even though we have difficulties and we have trials and there are tribulations, the storms of life are not designed to make us bitter. Let me say that again. Somebody's in a storm right now. You're looking out the window, but I'm not talking about that kind of storm. I'm talking about an internal storm where storm just keep on raging in your life and you don't completely understand that why you keep on going through what you're going through, why people keep treating you the way that they're treating you. The storms of life are not designed to make us bitter, but here it is. They are designed to make us better. And the comforting thing is knowing that being saved is that God isn't a fair weather friend. Somebody say amen. So he's promised that he'd be with us always, even until the end, the good, the bad, and yes, even the ugly. He walks beside us in love during the bad times as well as the good times. Somebody ought to say amen. Even when you don't feel like giving him praise, God is still God. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Paul, in this text here in Ephesians, the fifth chapter in verse number 2, what he's doing, he's reminding us that God is there. God is right there. He covers us. He provides for us. He gives us himself to, he gives himself to us as an offering to God. And so we have to trust the timing of God. James would say, count it all joy as you go through trials and tribulation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is what worketh patience, and let patience have a perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So I just want to encourage you today and let you know that whatever you're going through, it's important that you continue to walk through it. Yeah, you got to walk through it. You got to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Because if you keep on going, if you're walking, that means progress. So no matter how difficult it might be for you, continue to move forward. Somebody ought to say forward. Yeah, continue to move forward and continue to press toward the mark. And don't grow weary in well-doing. If you're saved, you can count on God's presence. Regardless of the season that you're going through, you know, many times we become weary and we become frustrated in various seasons of life. Look like people turn their backs on us and look like things start going contrary to the vision and the mission that God has set before us. But no, it makes no difference what the season might be. You continue to trust God because God is going to be there. His presence is going to be there. Regardless of the season that you're going through, you might not be able to see him. You might not even be able to feel him. But here's what I want to let you know. Know that God's got your back. And his promises are sure. And his satisfaction is guaranteed. He said in his word, I would not put more on you than you could bear. So whoever that person is today, whoever the people are today that I'm speaking this word to, it might not be for everybody. Some of you are doing all right and you're living all right and you're walking high today, but you could be down tomorrow. You're better because of the storm. And God is developing something in you that's going to prepare you for the destiny that he already has placed upon your life. So hold your head up, look to the hills from which cometh your help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. Ephesians 5 and 2 says, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we're extremely grateful for you including us in this day. We thank you, dear Lord, that you're giving us what we need in order to walk between Sundays and not to grow weary. We thank you today for your power. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the purpose that you have for our lives. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your permission in order for us to continue to move through the storms of life. We know that the storms are not designed to make us bitter, but they are designed to make us better. And help us, oh God, to understand that we're better because of the storms. And so, God, we pray for each person on the call today and that person who's yet growing weary. We pray that you will lift up that head and increase their faith and give them what they need in order to continue to run on a little while longer to see what the end will be like. Many are frustrated. Some are bereaved. Others are yet trying to make sense of health issues. But, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that healing shall come, that victory shall be ours, that we're more than conquerors, that greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world, and that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. So on this third day of October, we shall be victorious. And God, we anticipate you being right there with us in the good, the bad, and even in the indifferent. So we love you today. We honor you. And we bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. Continue to keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing, because remember, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God that we might love someone else. All right, have a fantastic day. Until next time, you be blessed.